You have listened to the various transferable concept tapes, and you have heard Dr. Bright ask on several occasions, what is the most important thing that's ever happened to you? How would you answer that question right now? If, as Dr. Bright has suggested, receiving Jesus Christ is the greatest thing that has ever happened to you, you are probably asking yourself, how can I begin sharing my faith? What you are about to hear on this tape is designed to help you begin sharing your faith in Jesus Christ. However, this is only a small portion of the in-depth training available through Campus Crusade for Christ. In the transferable concept tapes, you have heard that sharing your faith should be a way of life. This will happen, however, only when you are walking in the power of God's Spirit as a way of life. We have learned on the basis of many years of experience working with tens of thousands of people that those who become successful in witnessing as a way of life are those who make up their minds that they are going to be available to God no matter what the cost. They decide to continually expose themselves to repeated training as a way of life. Just as a person learns to be effective in any athletic event by getting out and getting involved in the game, so the key to being effective in sharing our faith in Christ is to practice doing it in the power of the Holy Spirit. You can learn all the principles taught in the transferable concepts, but if you never put them into practice, you will never learn to be effective in witnessing. Now we will be reviewing the various responses to the questions in the Four Laws booklet. Please turn to page 9 in the Four Spiritual Laws booklet. You will notice that just below the circles, the first question is, which circle represents your life? There are three possible answers to this question. First, if the person with whom you are sharing says that his life is represented by the circle on the left, you would simply continue on through the booklet. Second, if the person with whom you are sharing indicates that he is not sure which circle represents his life, or maybe somewhere in between, you would again simply continue reading through the booklet. Finally, if the one with whom you are sharing indicates that his life is represented by the circle on the right, you would simply say, I would like to show you how you can use this booklet to share your faith in Christ with someone else. Then continue reading through the prayer on page 10. After reading through the prayer, say to the one with whom you are sharing, have you ever received Christ into your life the way that this prayer expresses? If he is not, encourage him to pray and receive Christ right then. Not everyone who says he's in the right-hand circle actually is. Sometimes people do not understand exactly what you mean. By using this approach and going through the prayer, you can help people to be sure of their commitment to Christ. Remember, our main objective is to tell people how to know Christ personally and rely on the power of the Holy Spirit instead of our power of persuasion to bring them to Christ. At the sound of the tone, there will be a 15-second pause in the tape, at which time you are to stop the tape and practice answering these three responses to the question, which circle represents your life? Select a partner and take turns asking the questions and responding to the three possible answers, the one on the left, somewhere in between, and the one on the right. If you are alone, simply practice aloud answering each of these responses. When you have completed your practice session, please continue listening to this tape. You will notice that there is a second question below the two circles which asks, which circle would you like to have represent your life? If the person with whom you are sharing indicates that he would like to have his life represented by the circle on the right, just continue reading through the booklet. If he answers either that he is not sure or wants to remain in the left circle, you might say, if at some time you decide that you want your life to be represented by the circle on the right, let me show you how you can invite Christ into your life. Then continue on through the booklet. At the sound of the tone, there will be a 15-second pause in the tape, at which time you are to stop the tape and practice answering the three responses to the question, which circle would you like to have represent your life? If you are in a group, keep the same partner as before and take turns asking the question and responding to the possible answers. If you are alone, simply practice aloud answering each of the responses. When you have completed your practice session, please continue listening to this tape. Now let's review what to do on page 10 of the Four Spiritual Laws booklet after you have read through the prayer and asked the question, does this prayer express the desire of your heart? If the person with whom you are sharing answers yes, read the statement. If it does, pray this prayer right now and Christ will come into your life as He promised. Pause and allow the person to pray. If there is a long silence, you might suggest that the person pray after you as you repeat the prayer phrase by phrase. If he says no, simply maintain a positive and loving attitude and say, "Let me show you what would happen if you asked Christ to come into your life." Then read through the booklet up to the question on page 13, "Can you think of anything more wonderful that could happen to you than receiving Christ?" At which time you would give him another opportunity to pray to receive Christ. At the sound of the tone, there will be a 15-second pause in the tape, at which time you are to stop the tape and practice leading someone through the prayer if they say yes, and through page 13 of the Four Spiritual Laws if they say no. If you are in a group, each partner should practice dealing with each response. Be sure you practice going through the prayer phrase by phrase. If you are alone, practice aloud just as though you had a partner. When you have completed your practice session, please continue listening to the tape. I would like to impress upon you once again that our main objective is to tell people how they can know the Lord Jesus Christ personally. Always keep in mind that success in witnessing is simply sharing Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit and leaving the results to God. All of us have a sphere of influence where we live, work, worship, and play. We come in constant contact with people in these areas every day. You can begin now to share your faith in Christ through the use of the Four Spiritual Laws booklet. When you do lead others to Christ, be sure to help them to grow spiritually by involving them in a local church and in the study of these transferable concepts using both the booklets and the tapes. We trust that through this brief training you have learned how you can begin to share your faith as a way of life. Also, remember that the training you have received through these tapes is only an introduction to the training available through Campus Crusade. You will also want to attend one of the training institutes for evangelism. There are special conferences for high school and college students, laymen, and the military. For a training schedule, write to Campus Crusade for Christ, Arrowhead Springs, San Bernardino, California, zip code 92404. We would strongly urge you to review these concepts on a regular basis as one concrete way of maintaining your own spiritual growth and effectiveness. You may also contact Campus Crusade for information on how to order additional booklets, tapes, and other helpful evangelistic training materials. Learning to share your faith is a lifetime experience. Make up your mind that you are going to begin now to allow the Holy Spirit to work through you to enable you to share your faith in Christ as a way of life, no matter what the response. As you continue to walk in the Spirit and remain available to Him, you will find that God will begin to use you. One of the primary purposes of Campus Crusade for Christ is to be a servant to the body of Christ, to help train and disciple men and women such as you to live holy lives, and also to teach them to effectively share and communicate their faith in Jesus Christ with others. Please do not consider yourself adequately trained until you have, 1, put into practice for a lifetime the things you have learned in these sessions, 2, involved yourself in further periodic training opportunities, and 3, continued growing and learning to be more effective in your walk with the Lord as a lifetime process. The way to win is to begin, and the time to begin is now.